From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. The U.S. economy's return to growth in the third quarter was not as robust as originally thought. That's according to a revised estimate from the government today. NPR's John Itzde reports.
The government had originally estimated that the economy grew at an annual rate of 3.5% in July, August, and September. But the updated data shows the economy grew at a slower 2.8% annual rate. Several factors helped to push down the growth number. Consumer spending was weaker than initially reported. There was also less commercial construction activity, and businesses trimmed their inventories more than originally thought. In addition, a larger trade deficit was a drag on growth. The 2.8% growth rate ended a record four straight quarters when the economy was shrinking. Even with the downgrade, the economic expansion in the third quarter very likely signals the end of the worst recession since the Great Depression. John Itzde, NPR News, Washington.
Federal investigators have revealed new information on how some two dozen young Somalis from Minneapolis were recruited to fight for a terrorist group in Somalia, one with links to al-Qaeda. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports.
In a press conference, the FBI provided the first details on the breadth of a year-long investigation into the disappearance of Somali youth from the Twin Cities over the past 2 years. They said that the young men had been radicalized and recruited in Minneapolis and then sent to fight alongside a Somali militia called Al-Shabaab. The recruitment allegedly started with political discussions 2 years ago, soon after Ethiopia invaded Somalia. A cooperating witness allegedly told the FBI the young men began discussing what they could do to help. At one point, they went to a local mosque to place a phone call to people in Somalia to offer themselves up as foreign fighters. So far, the FBI has implicated 14 people in a network they said helped recruit, finance, and send the young men to the front lines of the civil war in Somalia. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
President Obama held a two-hour meeting last night with top advisors on Afghanistan. Afterwards, the White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs said the president will announce within days his new Afghan strategy. The meeting was the president's last major discussion before the announcement. Gibbs said the president has the information he wants and needs to make a decision on whether to commit tens of thousands of new U.S. forces. Military officials and others expect the president to settle on a middle ground option involving up to 35,000 U.S. forces. Prices are lower on Wall Street. At this hour, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 67 points to 10,383. The NASDAQ Composite Index is down 16 points to 2159. And the S&P 500 is down 6 points at 1099. This is NPR News. U.S. hospitals are seeing a sharp increase in the drug-resistant staph infections brought into the hospital by patients and healthcare workers who get infected in the community. NPR's Richard Knox reports.
There are two different kinds of drug-resistant staph germs out there. One type lives in hospitals and is resistant to a wide range of antibiotics. The other gets passed around in the wider community and is often resistant to only one or two drugs. But Princeton researcher Ailey Klein says hospitals have seen a sevenfold jump in cases of so-called community-associated resistant staph in recent years.
Not only are people coming into the hospitals with community-associated staph infections, but also doctors who are treating patients in outpatient facilities are bringing it in as well.
Klein is an author of a study in the journal Emerging Infectious Diseases. Doctors need to know what staph strains are circulating in their community so they can use the right antibiotics. Richard Knox, NPR News.
An attorney for the Army psychiatrist accused of killing 13 people during an attack at Fort Hood, Texas, says his client will likely plead not guilty. The attorney says he may pursue an insanity defense at his military trial. John Galligan, the civilian attorney for Major Nidal Hassan, told the Associated Press that the court must consider Hassan's mental status because the allegations against Hassan contradict his lifestyle and military career. Hassan is charged with 13 counts of premeditated murder in the November 5th shootings. Galligan also says military law requires that his client plead not guilty if prosecutors seek the death penalty. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News in Washington.